Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Chuckies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. And right now, talk a little hoops with former college hoops coach Jimmy Patsos, who joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Now you can watch him as a Wizards hoops analyst for NBC Sports Washington. What's up, Jimmy P?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, my guys? What's going on, Jason? You there?
What's up, Jimmy?
What's up?
I don't know. I wish we were in Bowie going to the Railroad Inn for some pizza. Remember that place? My little spot.
That's old school right
Hold
there.
Hold on. I don't remember that spot.
I was more of
spot.
A pizza
Where?
Wheel guy, Jimmy.
I lived across from Tasker for a year, 2 years or something. We used to go to Catrone's and all that, but I found this place, the Railroad Inn in Bowie. Lonergan would take me. It was my favorite joint. It was great.
Right. Where in Bowie?
I don't remember that at all.
Where?
It was back behind, like, the Railroad Inn where the track, you know, because the only things I ever knew in Bowie were the racetrack, because I'm that old. And that was, I caught the end of the racetrack.
Right.
And then the Railroad Inn, and then going to play hoops with this guy, Mike Gielen, and then I met Lonnie, and that's why I used to run over to Bowie.
Mike Gielen, the math guy.
Now, let me ask you, is that like Bowie that butts up against Laurel, or, like, kind of in that area?
It's kind of a boast. The Trones was right, like, off of 193, but
yeah.
I'm surprised you guys don't. Your parents, everybody, they'll know the Railroad Inn. You tell them about it. They'll know where it is. It's old school. But they're great. They're the square pizzas, kind of like Lido's.
Yeah.
Right. So hold on. So that was a revelation to me. So when we did our little horse happy hour thing, and then Jason told us the next day that you were texting him or whatever throughout with your winners. Yep. So are you a regular player, or are you just hanging out and doing that with us?
You know, great question. And growing up in Boston, there wasn't much of a racetrack there. But when I came down here, this guy Charlie Thompson, I played basketball with. He's a Georgetown prep guy. Yeah. We go to Catholic U. Jason knows how this rolls. The spring comes, and next thing I know, I'm at Laurel, this place called Laurel. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And it kind of built from there. When I coached at Siena, I lived in Saratoga for 2 years. It took on a whole new meaning. You know, we knew jockeys. You know, there's Ortiz brothers. We met trainers, regular trainers. I mean, I met Bob Baffert and D-Wayne Lucas. I wouldn't call them friends or anything, but... But to be around the racing industry in Saratoga, one of the gems. I've been to Del Mar. I've been to the Derby. You know, I consult and do some stuff for Under Armour, and Kevin Plank loves the horses. So it just became a Maryland thing, you know. There's this guy, King T. Leatherberry, if you guys remember him.
Yes.
He's a big trainer, and
that's
who I knew. And he was he lived out by Boo. He had a track, a farm.
Yeah.
So anyways, you know, it was either basketball or horses, but – the horse racing industry last couple months has kept me and my wife from getting divorced. So that's pretty much how it works.
Right. Nice. Yeah, the handle's been huge for a lot of these tracks, right?
No one ever heard of Fauner Park did 3.5 million last year. They did 3 million last weekend. Okay,
that's
think of that.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
People are so many degenerates. To throw cash.
There's so many degenerates that are pent up that just need to throw the cash, Jimmy. You know that.
No, it's sports. It's sports. That's why we do it.
Right.
It's a nation of degens.
Jimmy, what kind of bets do you like to make? I simply like to just do exacta boxes. I just love to hit an exacta box, get one of those long shots to hit in there, and I just get a thrill out of that. What do you like to do?
100%. I'm with you. Exact. You know, three horse exacta boss. horse triple, those, because they pay. Now that, you know, the payouts are really good. But we'll do like win, play, show. And then on Saturdays, there's a group of us, about four or five of us, that get in on a pick five because you can hit. So you may, we hit one, okay? We did 5 weeks of it. It's $30 or $40 per person. And we hit one for $1,000, so it works. You know, you get $1,000 apiece, but you got, you have to win to keep going. If you lose the first race, it's out. It's back to, you know, I Dream a Genie or whatever I was watching. You know, so so you have to hit to keep going, and that's the thing about the pick size. But you can do homework, and I don't know. I think the horse racing industry, I hope it comes out of this. We have the Preakness here in Baltimore. It's a huge thing for us. You know, we have no Orioles playing, et cetera. Now the Belmont's coming up on the 20th, but the Preakness is huge for this, for this city and this state and everything. So I guess that's coming back October 3rd. And but horse racing, to go in, it's like hockey. To go in person is just a fantastic experience. You know, different on TV, but to go in person, what a great experience.
Oh, yeah. We went to the Preakness 1 year with Ehrlich and got to do that, and that was a ton of fun. Jimmy, I was wondering, I'm sure you watched the Bias deal. Do you have any – now, I don't know when you came here, right, because you went to Catholic. Do you have any Bias stories? Were you around the same age? I have no idea.
Yeah, no, actually, it's funny. Interesting. It's not funny because it was interesting. I'm from Boston. I remember walking out of my apartment in Boston. I live with my mother in the city. We lived in the city in an apartment.
Right.
And on the street, there was a somber feeling at 8 in the morning. Going to work 8 in the morning. I had my green Celtics hat on, the same one Lurks that he had on.
Right.
So I'm a Celtics fan growing up. I knew Red Auerbach a little because he actually lived in D.C., but that was the Celtics' chance to kind of catch the Lakers. They had won three titles, but here comes Bias to see if they had Bill Walton on the team. And they just never really recovered from that until the Kevin Garnett thing. But Bias was just a phenomenal player in terms of athleticism and everything for the whole country.
Right.
In other words, it was different then. You had to really know guys. Everybody knew Jordan was going to be great. And this guy, you knew Bias was going to, was what the Celtics needed because they had big players in Parrish and McHale and big guards and Dennis Johnson. He was what they needed, was an athletic guy. But it was really interesting to watch. You know, it started with The Last Dance, and you know, I know Tony Massenberg and Dave Dickerson, who you know, knew the guy really well. But as a basketball player, it would have been phenomenal to see because he was going to revolutionize the big three Celtics to bring them to run up with the Lakers and then eventually, you know, the Bulls. So really sad, but I think the thing about that whole situation was it, you know, Lefty Dizel might not have got as much credit as he deserved because of that. Lefty Dizel was probably the greatest, you know, Gary's the greatest coach ever, you know, in terms of getting more out of guys at Maryland and all that, won and all played there. But Lefty was probably the greatest marketer in the history of college basketball, and I mean that across the country.
Yeah.
What Lefty Dizel did, marketing Moses Malone, you know, the UCLA in the East, and then having Len Bias and all these guys. And it maybe took an inch away from Lefty for all he did, you know, and that I thought was too bad.
Yeah. What was the Lefty story?
There were certain guys that were just ahead of their time, and Bias and Jordan were certainly, in those days, they were just ahead of their time athletically.
Right. What was the, Jimmy, what was the Lefty story with Ferry? I don't know if you'd heard it, but didn't he have Danny in a helicopter or something? Or and it's at Danny's house?
It's at Danny's house on top of Cole.
On top of Cole. Have you heard that?
I've heard that. That's a little different. We didn't really recruit that way. You know, he recruited a little different than we did.
Yeah.
And you also could do that kind of stuff. Oh, Lefty was going to be creative in anything he did. You know, he had that whole Southern draw, but he was a really smart guy. Lefty went to Duke and coached at Davidson, okay? He could fool you with that draw, but as you know, Jason, he was one smart guy. Mm-hmm. He was much different than, say, Morgan, you know, who was really straight shooter and very humble. And Lefty was a showman, but he's no dummy. He's a very bright guy. He's down at Virginia Beach right now. So,
how did Jimmy, how did Gary handle recruiting? Because we know he kind of loathed it. At least that was the perception. And you know, I remember being kind of close to the program and watching just as an observer. And it seemed like you guys would bring guys in, and he might be the closer. But I mean, he wasn't out on the road a lot, was he?
Yeah, he picked his spots. Gary Williams is a great recruiter. He wouldn't have won. He had kids from Mackin go to BC who helped him win. You know, he had DC kids there. At Ohio State, he had Chris Jen and he had Jimmy Jackson. So clearly he can recruit.
No doubt.
But I used him as a closer type. And look, he used me. I did what he said. Gary Williams is a lot like Mariano Rivera. He's unbelievable in the living room, and he was really good on the visits. Did he want to call 100 kids? No. Did he want to play the AAU? The funniest Gary story was I said I was going to Mississippi to recruit. He goes, why? It was Jackie Butler from Macomb, Mississippi. and it was Al Jefferson from Prentice, Mississippi. And Gary said, go down there and see what it was. I came back with my head handed to me. I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm like, they're going to, like, you know, different SEC schools or certain schools, let's just say, that had a little different. They both emptied the envelope with the honors program and college classes.
Different recruiting methods for the southern schools, is what you're saying.
They're like, is that all that's in the envelope? The good thing about Gary, he's like, hey, man, go try. Go think. And when I came back, he said, I told you what it's like out there. He knew who he could get. He knew what kind of kid he wanted to coach. Mm-hmm. And he knew when to close on guys. He just didn't want to waste a lot of idle time in recruiting. So he gets credit for that. But, hey, he recruited 12 pros when I was there, you know, from Sarunas to Walt Williams to Joe Smith to
– Were you involved with Joe, with Joe's recruiting?
All them. So he recruited 12 pros, 13, I think, if you count Strawberry. When I was in, and Grievous was the 14th. You don't have 14 pros without knowing what you're doing recruiting. He just knew what he wanted.
Well, he's also just a great coach. Were you involved with Joe's recruiting?
Art Perry really handled that. I had only been there 2 years. But, see, Gary knew he was going to be great because he played with Iverson in AAU, so he never touched the ball.
Yeah.
And he played with this guy, Damon Baycote, that went to Richmond, actually, Lurch, your school. All right. And, by the way, sorry, Lurch, your Spiders would have made a big run this year. You know, it was too bad. But so he goes to watch Joe Smith and says he's with a 1 and 2 guy that never let him touch the ball. This is great for us. But when he does touch it, how good he's going. He saw things that way.
Right. So, yeah, it's funny. I saw an article, or I don't know if you did a podcast or something, where you talked about the Maryland team this year. And it's kind of a shame, man, right? I mean, they started out hot, and then they kind of struggled a little bit. And you just never know. I mean, they had the kind of makeup that they really could have made a serious run this year.
And Terry's did a good job. They won the Big Ten. You know, I think the program's really in a solid place. I'd like to see it take the next step. You know, we want to be, you know, we want Final Fours too. It took a long time to build that. Don't ever forget what Gary did. 2 Final Fours, a lot of Sweet 16s, Steve Francis, stuff like that. On the other hand, Sticks was a winner, and so was Anthony Collin, who's a Bowie kid, actually. I mean, this isn't a Bowie special, but I really respect that you guys came from that because I spent so much time there.
Right.
What Anthony Collin did making big shots, but no one improved more in the draft. You know, you talk about Anthony Edwards and Cole Anthony and Halliburton, who I think the Wizards will end up taking from Iowa State and all that. Nobody improved in the whole country, Lurch, more than Sticks last year from beginning to end. Defensively making shots, had confidence. You know, he's helping him single-handed. Like, he's ready for the NBA, but what Sticks was doing, winning games and everything, I wanted to see that under the pressure of the NCAA, and I think he was going to produce. But they'll be fine next year. They got a really good college team next year. You know, I don't know if they have a great pro team, like, but they have a really good college team, and I'm interested to see how they all play together. And I got them doing well next year, but Jalen Smith was special last year.
Yeah, he was really good. And he got bigger from the year before. Remember how skinny he was? I mean, he was still skinny. I mean, I don't know what his waist size was. It looked like it was about a 20. But he got a little thicker up in the shoulders and got stronger. Is he projected?
Yeah, he was a good example of staying. You know, I like 2 years. I wish guys would go to college for a year, let alone stay two.
Right.
And they're not going to because at 21, you go to the NBA combine and the NBA draft, and guys are 21 and just they bristle that a guy's 21. But I think staying 2 years is great. He's a good example of that.
Yeah. How has recruiting been affected in college hoops now since all of this is, you know, since the COVID stuff has hit us?
You know, that's an excellent question. And I'm not just, that's an excellent question. Guys are having to do Zoom. Some guys that are really good in person, I think, can get hurt, you know, because you can be in the living room with a really good guy. Now you got to go Zoom. Recruiting in college, Jason, has gone crazy because nobody's staying. Everybody wants to leave, but they want to get waivers. And there's the grad transfers. But not having a – I'm done at Under Armour until August 1st. You know, I do some stuff for them. Mm-hmm. I'm done until August 1st because there's no summer events. There's no spring AAU. There's no summer AAU. You have a lot of guys that merge, such as like the Drew Nicklauses and Taj Holden and the Ron Profits we used to get. You didn't even know who they were going into the summer. Then they emerge. The recruiting wars are different over Zoom and all that. They're meeting June 15th, the NCAA. In other words, the NCAA is meeting June 15th, and they'll have an answer by July 1 on whether they're going to have one weekend late August and then one weekend in September, which they used to have a September weekend. We used to play in Cole Fieldhouse. All these teams from the East Coast would come. It's going to be different. you know, yeah. I feel bad for the kids that they can't go play. Hopefully with the NBA playing, maybe they let them play. I'm not sure fans or anything like that will be allowed. Maybe college coaches have to sit upstairs and watch. But it's been effective. You know, Maryland has a really good grad transfer from, in other words, they got a kid from Alabama who's a fifth year, so he can play. But that, I think Maryland's gotten hurt by this, because when you fly, we used to fly kids in at night into Washington, because there's no prettier city than Washington, then fly them out of Baltimore, take them up the Parkway, show everything how green it is. You fly into Washington at night, go to the Capitol Grill, see the Capitol, then you see College Park, then you swing through Baltimore, drop them off at the airport. So that's impressive to kids visually. You know, physically, it's an impressive visit. You don't get to do that now.
Yeah. Do we have time to ask him about the NBA format?
A minute.
Yeah. Your thoughts on Wizards are in. They're one of the 22 teams. Going to try and make up those games against Orlando for that 8 seed. What are your thoughts on the format?
Yeah, it's funny you said Orlando. They went 0-4 against Orlando. They played them really early this year. They just didn't play well. I'd love to see them have a chance. I was hoping all 22 teams that went made it. Clearly, this is a Zion, you know, Popovich-type move where you want to get those guys in. The Spurs are going to be a surprise because they have all their big guys back. And the Trailblazers, they're getting healthy. The Wizards, they had a great chance. I love Beal. You know, Bertans had a great year. They got a chance to play some games. They're a young team. Rui Hachimura is getting better. They're going to get ready for the draft. But they can beat the Magic. You know, they can get in that. You know, they have to win two if they're in ninth and win one and eighth. But I'm glad they're playing. Shows the country that the NBA is committed to playing. I want them to be safe. I think it's the old AAU days, Jason. There's going to be three games going, and like the NBA players going to be sitting there with their backpacks waiting to take the court. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the Wizards playing. Some people think they shouldn't play and all that stuff. Like, in other words, not about COVID, which is that safety first. They think the Wizards, they could have guys get injured and all this kind of stuff. I'm glad they're playing. I hope they make a little playoff run. And if Beal gets hot, and, you know, Shabazz Napier and Ish Smith, and they got pretty good. They have a nice team. You know, they don't have 20 All-Stars, but I'm interested to see them play, and I'm happy for the Wizards. And then it's going to be another huge draft for Tommy Shepard. The future's bright, and Wall's getting better. So this helps all those guys when Wall comes back, because you have to make the next year's playoff run, playoff time for the Wizards.
And you like them? You like the Halliburton kid from Iowa State? Is that the point guard?
Yeah, I think he fits. You know, I think LaMelo Ball's really good. I'm not Anthony Edwards is super talented. Wiseman should have kept playing at Memphis. I could go down the line. But if they're going to pick ninth, I like Halliburton from Iowa State, old school big guard who can shoot it. And, you know, I like Maxey a little bit, the kid from Kentucky, John Calipari's guy. I saw him a lot. Because they're going to need another guard in a year to back up when Ish Smith leaves. Yeah. And Wall can't play all those games. But, yeah, Halliburton's my little sneak pick there. I'd pick Sticks if I was them. They need nine's a little high for him, but he's really good. With great kid, high IQ. He can really shoot the ball. And you know it, fellas. You got to shoot the ball these days.
Oh, no. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, man. All right, appreciate Jimmy the P. times. Jimmy Patsos.
Stay in touch, bro.
Bro, next time I'm come down, we'll hit lunch. We'll go to Old Ebbett. We'll have a drink when things get back to normal. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Yeah, man.
All right,
yeah, man.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, by the way, the three of us who grew up in Bowie, we were Pointer Ridge guys, which is South Bowie. We really didn't head over to Old Bowie that often.
Not a lot.
Not really.
Old Bowie is where that is.
Yeah.
We pretty much would stop at, like, Hilltop
right,
and Free State Mall at the time.
Yeah. I spent so much time at Waxy Maxy's. I know that's a very old reference.
Right.
A lot of time at the Waxy Maxy's on Hilltop Plaza.
Pizza Wheel, Hilltop. But never really Old Bowie, which I guess
not
is
much.
Where the real
By the way, for people who don't know, that was a record slash, like, cassette store.
Right.
That's how.
Was that a one-off or was that a chain?
No, it was definitely a local chain.
Yeah, I feel like it was a chain. Yeah,
yep.
For sure.
All right, let's take a break. If you want to chime in or anything, 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't want to get dumped. So, and it's gross.
What's it about?
It's about the bathroom. Oh. So, Valdez, are you there? I'm going to make sure he's paying attention. Yep. He's got his ear.
Have your hand on the button.
Have your hand on the button. Bathroom humor. This is his Super Bowl.
Well, I'm just asking. You know, Jason just had his colonoscopy, and I'm going to have mine, I'm sure, in a few months. What does it mean when you go to the bathroom and the aroma is so strong that it is a horrific aroma? Like, it's something that you could smell a floor away. But you're regular. Everything's fine.
Is this you or someone else in the family?
I think I've been a victim of this lately. Oh. My daughter walked upstairs and was screaming. She was probably 50 feet away.
Right, right.
I just left the bathroom right now, and it was repulsive.
Pungent?
Well, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had chicken, adobo chicken, which I posted a picture on because I get sized to post pictures of food sometimes and right. got attacked. Because you know everyone nitpicks everything.
It's always that you can. Yeah,
people don't like my seasoning.
Right. They don't like the way you have it arranged on the grill. It doesn't matter how you present it.
It's everything.
Somebody will always find fault with it.
The rust on your grill.
Anything.
Your chicken doesn't have enough seasoning.
Chicken.
Your veggies aren't cut right. Whatever.
I know. It's outrageous.
You're inviting it, though. Why are you posting a picture of your stupid food?
I get sized. I like food pics.
You
I'm a foodie. I'm a bit of a
I know,
foodie.
But then you complain that people
I don't care, really.
It.
I don't really care. Honestly, it's just a bit. I'm trying to kill 4 hours.
Okay.
Done I almost... posted a picture of something yesterday. I should have because it was so delicious. It's something that I've slept on that I've bought for my daughter for a few years, but I decided to treat myself with one yesterday.
Yeah.
Bubble tea. It was so good.
Oh, I like bubble tea. I think it's horrible for you.
I'm sure it was horrible for me, but it was strawberry bubble tea with tapioca bubbles.
Right.
Oh, it was delicious. I can drink it every day. Give me the big straw to suck up the bubbles. I'm there every day if I could.
I love it's bubble delicious. Tea, too. It's very delicious. I believe it's very fattening and just it's awful for
I'm
you.
Sure
especially
it is.
If you get the milky ones, you know.
Oh, mine had so much milk in
but
it.
I love the bubbles, whatever they are, those balls.
Yeah, it's like tapioca or it can be fruit. Here's what it is.
So
yummy.
What is your question,
so
Eric? Why does your poo smell so bad?
Yeah, like when it's so pungent that it's like it smells like a dead person. Does that mean that you're not healthy or something?
There's no way it ever smells good.
Yeah. No, sometimes I feel like sometimes I feel like it's just so it's just it's yeah.
So
I mean, it's like
are you not?
It's like not a big deal.
Are you not an immediate flusher? Like, do you let it sit there for a couple minutes while you're reading?
You know, but yeah, no, I pretty much flush pretty quickly. I don't think that's the issue. I think it's before it even hits the toilet, the waft will just blow people
do
away.
Do you have the fan on when you walk in there, or are you going in there without
I'm not a big
fan
person.
You
How about a candle?
Okay, two recommendations.
Yeah.
Candle. Especially for what you said. Number one, when you walk into the bathroom and you know that you're going to pummel
right.
it.
Yeah.
Let's destroy Turn the fan
it.
On right off the bat.
Right.
And then... Right when, like, if there shouldn't be more than, like, 2 or 3 seconds, flush it. Because I know you're a guy who uses a lot of toilet paper, so you need multiple flushes.
I'm always a multiple flusher. Right. I'm a minimum 3 flusher.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it should be almost an immediate
flush. It's a lot of water being wasted.
An immediate
It's not a waste,
flush.
Cakes. It's necessary.
Before you get to wiping, flush.
Oh, right. I always do that because I don't think both could go down the hole. Like you, yeah.
Right.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, so if it's gone in like 2 or 3 seconds, there shouldn't be.
No, that's the problem.
This is a serious question.
Yeah. I mean,
the floor is yours.
Why are we talking about this?
He brought it up.
I'm just wondering.
I just don't get it.
I'm just wondering if it's particularly pungent. Does that mean you're sick or something?
Jason, we're talking about
it. I'm just guessing it's diet, Jason, whatever your diet has been lately.
Here's why we're talking about it now.
Right. Yeah.
Because
it's Friday.
Because it's Friday at 9:30.
And because, like, in a few months, every sport known to man is going to return, and we won't have time to talk about it then. So now is the time.
Bickle will find a way to weave it in, even during the playoffs of three sports.
I've just noticed that lately it's like a barn, and I just don't understand it.
Right, so. It's the chicken.
It's the diet,
and it's
maybe
the
it's all the coffee.
It's all those things.
It's all that stuff that you. It's the coffee.
I think it's the coffee.
Yeah, it's the cocktail. It's
speaking
everything.
Of which, I've already drank That's an entire true. Pot. The pot was brewed at six by six, and it's completely done. And a wave soda. I'm about halfway. I'm about three quarters of the way done with my wave soda.
I drink one of these every show now. Just to keep me up because I'm not sleeping enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is like five cups. I mean, there's a ton. Sure, do you use this, Cakes?
It's a big tumbler.
Got to thank Alex. Alex,
if you guys outlive me, something is wrong. Yeah, I'm convinced that I'm jinxing myself. I think my heart is impervious to caffeine. I think it is. How could it not be at this point?
Yeah, it just doesn't
I'm
affect
drinking
you.
Literally a pot of coffee. Every day during the quarantine.
Right, and you go to bed at 10:06.
I'm going
to
give you some props, and I have no idea, but somebody like called out Cakes I saw on Twitter saying that he looked more svelte. We never notice anything.
Right.
And then he shot back, yeah, I've actually lost some lbs. How much weight have you lost?
Oh, no. It's just anecdotal. I never weigh myself.
Oh, you don't even know?
No,
no. Are you just guessing?
You can tell.
Right.
I'll weigh myself the next time I go to the doctor.
I know I haven't lost weight because I noticed when I was wearing my golf shorts the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't really need a belt.
Snug. Well,
that's always a tell.
Yeah.
If you don't need a belt.
Yeah.
And, right. You know, that's a tell.
Sure.
So,
that'll do it.
Not a good sign. It's not. The quarantine's not going
so
well.
So to answer your question, just ask your gastro doctor.
No, I'm not really too worried about it, but it's just crazy.
Just ask him.
Just say, why are they particularly smelly right now?
He just wanted to fill a segment on a Friday. That's
Thank
what he
you,
wanted
Cakes.
To do.
Right.
You know the method behind the madness.
Plus, it kind of does. I get a weird, perverse enjoyment out of it. I like it.
You're a little bit too obsessed.
It's one of the top five things I think I do in my life. Eating, sleeping, buns. Pooping is in the top five, I think. The feeling that you
Making
get.
Making a fire.
Building a fire.
So you're saying the most enjoyable five things in your life, it's included.
Watching Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Clearly, the
evacuation is just an incredible feeling.
Ugh. Right.
You guys don't feel that way?
That feeling is awesome.
I just don't talk about it.
Just feels so healthy when you walk out
of
it.
Just don't like to talk about it.
Let's go to Scott in D.C. He wants to talk about it further.
Oh. Yeah,
What's
Scott.
Up, guys?
Hey,
What's up?
Scott.
I tried to call in a little while ago about this, but this is an even better time to do it. Answer me this. Why would anyone breathe through their nose in a public bathroom? I know that you're at home right now, EB, so a little different, but either way, I'm breathing through my mouth every time. And don't tell me you can taste it, because it's just not true.
You breathe with your nose 99% of the time, so not everybody's thinking, oh, I'm walking into a public bathroom. Let me change the way I breathe.
Well, hold on. Some people actually do that. They'll go into a public bathroom and only breathe through their mouth. That's what he's saying.
I do that every single time.
Really? You think about that?
And guess what? I never have to smell the stench of some other guy.
Right.
I've got to think it filters into your body somehow. It has to.
That may be so, but I don't experience it. And you just got to change your mindset, JP. I mean, it's got to be a mental change, I guess.
Well, Scott, here's where you're doing your life wrong. You got to avoid public bathrooms as much as you can. As humanly possible.
Let me tell you something. I barely use the public bathroom at our work when we're actually at 1015 Half Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maximum one time a day.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, you don't drink much. He's constantly dehydrated.
Drink water.
Yeah, he's constantly dehydrated.
He's always parched.
Yeah, Not true. But.
You never have silly, clear, you know, whatever.
He never wets his whistle.
Yeah.
The bathroom here was silly for about a month.
And now is it terrible again?
Well, someone in particular is back.
Who's that?
Oh, so the tall guy?
And it stinks.
Is it the tall guy? Sales dude?
Please out this person.
It's an on-air person?
No, hardly anybody's here.
I know exactly
who's
talking.
Think about it. Somebody wasn't here.
Somebody
for a while.
Who's very happy. He's very Felice.
There's only like five people here.
Hold on.
Put it on the hangout, Rick. Let us know.
He's muy alegre.
I don't know who you're talking about. So
someone
from El Sol?
I know who
that's
it is.
That's who I think he's talking about.
I probably don't even know.
I'm not going to say his name, but I know who he's thinking about.
What's the guy's name that does the morning show?
Oh.
Chepe?
Look at the chat. Yeah, it's not Chepe. He's not here.
That dude.
Yeah, all the jocks are home.
Hold on. I didn't know the one of the guys that's like really good with like boards and stuff. That guy?
Boards
and stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the same guy that, like, Chad. I was on with Chad a few weeks ago.
He wears Chuck Taylors?
Yes, he gets ice for Chucks.
Chad peer pressured me into saying, who's somebody that I don't miss seeing at work? I said that guy.
Oh, you said that guy?
Here's why.
He's so friendly.
He is friendly. And I didn't want to out anybody, but I was put on the spot.
I
figured he's not listening, and he just talks about he gets me involved in conversations that I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
You know why that is? I'm going to type in why that is.
And I'm not that interested in what he's talking about.
And he'll also continue talking even after you say you have to go.
I know.
And he'll just keep talking.
He'll keep talking when I'm down the hallway and I've turned the corner.
Can you look and see what I typed in the chat?
The nicest junkie cakes. Just pummeling somebody.
No, what did I say?
I've always said that's a false model.
I was at the point of a gun from Big Shooter to name somebody who you didn't.
So why didn't you just say JP or something? Then that way you
Godzilla love. You said Godzilla lover.
You actually gave a real answer.
I gave a real answer. Yes, I feel bad about it.
Yeah,
I feel like a monster.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a stinky behind.
Maybe I am a monster.
I didn't know he was a serial pooper at work.
Yeah, every day about 11 a.m.
Oh, so
and he's taking my stall, too.
Tilting. Which one's yours?
Well, because, it was me and Valdez and Tom the engineer. I think that was the only males in the place. So somebody else came back, and he's in my spot at the end.
On the left or the right?
At the back of the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the big spot. That's the amateur spot, though, because everyone goes for the big one.
Of course, but nobody's here. Valdez, I know where Valdez goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Drab, I'm telling you what you should do. Go to Homewood Suites. I know it's a block away.
Yeah, but
away.
sometimes you can't wait sometimes.
I know you can't wait sometimes. But
are they open cakes?
Yeah.
Sure they're open.
Yeah, of course they're open.
They're open. You walk in like you have a room there. You walk up to the second floor. You use their bathroom. Nobody's
ever
there.
I mean, they got 98% vacancy, but they're open.
Them saying they were closing.
All I'm doing is giving Drab sound advice.
I don't need advice because every time I went in there, it was – The lid was up, like it had just been cleaned.
Right. Well, so, that's no longer the case. Now things have changed. Now you need to go up the street, Ricky.
Why do people Jason still the do the bit here. Where they go upstairs? You don't do the upstairs on the rooftop?
I don't get sized for elevators right now.
Jason's having a breakfast sandwich.
I can't wait.
I'm putting you on the spot since you were so upset that Eric brought this up this segment. What are we going to talk about next segment, Jay?
What are we doing?
Talking about what he's eating for breakfast.
How awesome my wife is that she made me a scrumptious egg and cheese on a bagel. Look at that.
The only thing that's missing is like some bacon or sausage.
We got no bacon. We got no meat.
Don't we do weekend preview or something like that on Fridays in our last segment?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, because Valdez is going to play the Lover Boy song.
Yes.
And then Cakes is going to do his goofy hack DJ voice.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. But Valdez and I got in trouble. We almost got fired.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that Danny and I have been texting back and forth, and we've both been lamenting that we're both notorious for doing zero prep for these weekend shows? I asked him if he had anything we could replay. They have a two-segmenter with Portis.
Oh, you have Portis. Clinton Portis.
Oh, there you
go. Silly. Two-segmenter.
We may hijack it and play it before
you. Oh, you're not allowed to.
What do you mean we're not allowed to?
That's ours.
We got three live guests already.
That's ours. You can't steal that.
We got three guests. Hey, you know what? We'll come back.
Yeah, but live guests are the worst.
Right.
You want to be able to chill. We're going
to
take a nap.
You have to talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll give you our weekend preview next here in the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We are actually working on the weekend tomorrow with Jason heading to Kinloch, Richmond to play some golf.
He's got his rain gear.
From 9 till noon with Money Metal Cakes, and we'll be joined by J.P. Finley, covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 10 a.m.
He will.
Will Brinson from CBS Sports to talk all things NFL at 10:25. And our buddy Chris Miles from NBC Sports Washington and NBA TV to talk about the NBA's return at 11 o'clock. And I heard we're efforting Mike Locksley.
Yes. We're gonna try to book him. I have a good feeling, JP.
I do, too.
I've got a good vibe.
We're trying to find Clinton Portis.
I've heard that you guys are doing due diligence. Yeah,
I hear he likes to do more than one segment.
Right.
Yeah.
He's very verbose.
Yeah.
He likes to talk. So
since he's retired, big talker.
I was actually thinking about that with Portis, and you can listen to the interview, use the rewind feature from Grant Danny's show yesterday. If you were Portis, right, most people think he's been accused of essentially fraud, right?
Right.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know why you're slandering him, but go ahead.
I don't think I'm slandering
him. He was named in a fraud case along with some other NFL players.
I don't know the I don't know the exact charge. I think it's fraud. I would be embarrassed to go on a show.
What do you mean? To go on a show, you mean?
Yeah.
Why? Because
he's trying to clear his name, too. I think he's trying to say that it was a misunderstanding or something. It's not what it was purported to be.
It's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Okay. So you just go on and act like everything's normal. I think that's what you do.
Well, he's accused of – he's part of, I guess, 10 NFL players.
The health care. It was health care.
Right. Yeah. Submitting fake invoices for medical equipment, including a hyperbaric chamber, which
what if somebody took advantage of him? What if one of his boys took advantage of him and said, hey, let's use your name and then we can get the money out of this, and he didn't really know what was going on? Not to say that's necessarily.
You know, I would maybe want to maybe clear my name first, get it cleared, and then get that behind
me. Well, lawyers probably told him you can't say anything.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, since you're going to talk to him for two segments, you can ask him about it.
you want me to actually get involved in the interview?
Yeah, why not?
I'll try to.
You love CP. It's your boy.
Maybe through the magic of editing, I can ask
maybe
a question.
Maybe you can interrupt Grant and Danny.
Right.
I might be able to do that. Part of my
ask him how many ultrasound machines he's got in his house.
Part of my weekend preview. I guess I need a new phone case. Look at this piece of plastic that broke off my phone case.
Yeah.
Cheap Chinese garbage.
We need a new phone. That's what we need, Cakes.
Oh, you know what? I actually do have one thing locked in on the weekend preview. Kelsey made a reservation yesterday because now you have outdoor seating at some places, and she really wants to go to Founding Farmers. So we're going to Founding Farmers.
There you go.
6:15 reservation outside seating.
Are you getting hooked?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Not yet.
I wasn't planning on it.
Hey, you know what?
Kelsey,
after you see that bill that gets sent to your house, you're going to wish you got hooked. After you open that medical bill on the air, you got hooked.
Yeah.
Somebody, I've actually got I don't know if it was an email or a text from the investigative reporter at Channel 9.
Really? I'm kidding.
This is what happened.
But I said that I don't want to go I've gone
go
public
rogue.
Enough.
Go after him.
Well, wait and see what happens
I need to see what happens. And then I have a buddy who's a doctor who said a lot of times and kind of what we talked about, you'll get a letter like this, and then the hospital is going to go back.
So
until I actually get a bill, I really should just wait to see.
But Jason,
until I
you know what?
Did
somebody reach out to you?
Yeah, someone on the Vibe machine texted and works with Annie.
Yeah.
At Channel 9.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess it's his assistant and wants to get in touch with you about it. Wants to interview you if you wanted to. I don't know if you want to go forward with it, but like you said, just wait to see how it plays out. But yeah, just forwarded the number.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I'm all looking out for you. That's
scorched earth policy.
My daughter's 19, and I have given some details, but I don't think she would want it out there.
By the way,
in that way,
Horsey wants me to make sure I say something nice about him. I mentioned it early in the program. I yelled at him after the show.
Right.
I told him I need to get a deal. I need the John Senior and Nancy deal. And
maybe out of the money that you save, you could float him some so he could update his kitchen.
Does he need to still update that? I can't even remember. Does he still have Hertig for Mica countertops?
Of course. It's the worst. It was built in like 1972.
For Mica. Right. But no, he's saving me like $450 a month. I think that's pretty good saving.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's good if you stay there for a long time because mine would
I'm planning
saved,
on dying here, just hopefully not soon.
Mine would have saved like $600 a month.
Yeah.
But he said it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, because you're planning on rolling out.
Probably in a year or two.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
if our salaries ever return to where they were.
When I die, just dig a hole in the backyard, bury me under the patio.
They're returning. Do you see the Intercom stock? It's like tripled.
I know. I'm so bitter. I've been talking
from
about it off
low.
Air.
That's fine. They got money to pay
low.
My full salary now.
So cash poor during all this, and I have been able to take advantage. Meanwhile, my buddy Tom's been buying it up like crazy.
Right. He's getting richer.
Yeah.
The rich get richer.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's so rich.
Should have bought it.
And with no kids, too.
Anything else exciting on the weekend preview?
I got my crab feast today, Ricky.
Oh, yeah, your crab feast. Will you tweet pictures of your 3 dozen crabs?
Sure. Please do that.
I'll be looking
for that. So Valdez can shame me and say, they're small. Yeah. Those are
Jason,
beauty crabs.
Yeah. Tweet a picture. Send me a picture while you're rained out at Kinlock.
Okay, all right, we got to get out of here. Cakes and I will be on at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.